the Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But he went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Gospel of the Lord. So according to tradition, Mark was baptized by Peter, and also his gospel, people say, is gospel of St. Peter, because whatever he says is repeating the word of Peter. But there's one episode in the very beginning. First, he is the cousin of St. Barnabas. On the first journey of St. Paul, Barnabas and Mark went together for the first journey. But unfortunately, Mark left halfway. So for the second journey, Paul didn't want Mark to accompany them. So Barnabas was very angry with Paul because he was his cousin. So they argue and they separate. You see, in the very, very beginning, it happens. Quarreling is part of the family. But eventually, Mark also became the secretary to St. Paul also, apart from to St. Peter. Also, he helped St. Paul. You see, you can have arguments. You can at times separate from one another for some time. But really, true love in Christ, everything will be peaceful. So we can see that, don't see, oh, why we religious and we sometimes we quarrel with one another. That's natural. Family should have some arguments. Among brothers and sisters, when they're young, surely they will fight all the time. That's true. But there is the heart that we are one mind, one body in Christ. So give up all the negative things of one another. You see, Mark, although he creates some problem in the first time of the church, but Peter and Paul, you know, they were in Rome, and Mark working for both of them. So learn from Mark, always be humble, and to serve with love and trust.